Hi, this is Linda Miller, Bob's wife. And if you're like me and my son Brian, when you're listening to Bob, it sounds something like this. Blah, 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 blah.
541 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Good morning. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Well, we did this last year. We were part of this wonderful event last year. It is called Dinner in the Dark, and it's a dinner with the, well, don't these young people tell you, they're called the Leo Club, Walkersville Leo Club, and it's the benefit leader dogs for the blind, and Caitlin, right? Katrina.
Katrina
is in the studio along with, all right, so everybody's got to rattle off their names. There's a bunch of young people in here. Go ahead, we'll start from there. We'll go from the left to right. Okay, what's your name?
I'm Leo Claire.
I'm Leo Martina.
I'm Leo Savannah.
I'm Leo Lois.
I'm Leo Abby.
I'm Leo Katrina.
And I'm Leo Lauren.
Wow, everybody's got the same first name. So somebody tell me what the Leo program is.
It's an organization that tries to do good things for the community.
Now you work with the Lions Club, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about who wants to stand up and talk about the Dinner in the Dark.
It's a dinner that people eat blindfolded so that they would know what it's like to eat like a blind person. Mm-hmm. And all the money that we make goes to the Leader Dog Foundation, which is an organization that raises and trains leader dogs for blind people.
All right. So now, Lauren, you had a leader dog, right? Last year was who? Oh, there.
Yeah. Yeah,
so tell me a little bit about the dog that you had before. What was? Step up to the microphone.
Okay. So last year we raised Sacha, and she was a leader dog puppy. And we just heard recently that she passed all her training and she became official leader dog for the blind.
Oh, awesome.
And she's with her partner, Miss Tammy, and lives in Minnesota. And we've kept in contact with her and she's doing really good.
Good. So. Now, what does it take to raise, and the reason why I know a lot of this is because my niece Emily raises, I think she's on her 8th dog right now. Now, she doesn't do for the blind. Most of it's other things, and not all dogs make it. So there's a couple of ones who haven't made it that are still part of their family. So what does it take? What is your part of raising Sasha?
We do, like, the first, like, basic training rules, like, the basic commands, like, sit, stay, but mostly, like, controlling and, like, making sure the dogs create, like, a bond with someone and know how to, like, impulse control and, like, being able to stay calm around a lot of people.
Okay. Is this something that everybody here has embraced? Is this like a complete group effort when it comes to raising these dogs?
Yeah, Sacha came to like almost all the meetings and came into school with us. She was at the Dinner in the Dark. She was a part of the whole thing. So
yeah. Now I know that a couple of you have all of you been involved with Dinner in the Dark yet, or is there
no?
Okay, so are you guys going to participate in Dinner in the Dark, or are you going to just you're going to be helpers? Okay, all right. Because I don't know if you've ever. I mean, we've done this. And you guys are going to have to speak up because nobody. This is radio, and we can't hear this kind of talking. It just doesn't work that well. Tell me a little bit. Who's going to step up and tell us when is Dinner in the Dark? Where is it? Give me all the who, what, when, where, and why. Do you need this?
The Dinner in the Dark this year will be at Holly Hills Country Club. And it's going to be on May 11th, starting at 6 o'clock p.m.
Okay. And one of the cool things, because I've done this, tell me some of the cool things about the people who have done this. Because, like I said, I've done this. And it is a very interesting, unique experience if you've never been through it. So tell me a little bit about what will happen at Dinner in the Dark. Anybody? There you go. Oh, no. Let's not be shy here.
Okay. So, basically, when you eat dinner, you get escorted into the dining room, and you're blindfolded at that time. And so when you sit down, you have no idea where your food is. So, we have people helping you, by describing the plate as a clock so that you know, like, peas are at 3 o'clock or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then once you're done eating, you can take your blindfolds off and you can have dessert and coffee and then listen to a speaker talk about, the speakers are different, but normally there's like a leader dog who comes and talks about their owner talks about their experience.
All right. So the cost of it is, somebody tell me how much it's going to cost. Because I like it. I know this answer if you don't. It's $50 if you're blindfolded. It's $60 if you are without a blindfold. So, which makes it kind of, you know. It is a very unique experience. And if you've never been through this, I highly suggest it. Now, where does somebody go? Jen, do you want to tell them where to go get the tickets? Where should they go get it? And they can do, they can be a sponsor. You also need silent auction items, right? Who wants to speak to that?
Okay, you
can.
You can get the tickets at email leos2018dinnerinthedark@gmail.com. Call line Jennifer Smith 301-898-7112 or Tara Miller at 301-845-2046. We want to sell tickets.
There you go. She has a judge. She can take over. I can take off. Did a very good job, young lady. May 11th, 2018, 6 o'clock. God bless you. $50 tickets blindfolded. $50 blindfolded. $60 tickets without them. You guys did a really good job selling this thing last year. And we need to sell as many tickets. It's, like I said, it's a very unique and fun event. Go ahead.
We raised over $10,000 last year for a leader dog. And so far this year, we have $4,500.
Awesome. So are we getting a new dog? Are we getting a new dog?
We're thinking about it.
Okay.
I don't know. We're keeping, like, in contact and, like, still helping out with the leader dogs for the Blind Association.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things the Lions Club have always been about, is about eyesight. I know they do glasses and stuff. So, young ladies, I know you guys got up awfully early to come in here, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Again, the email address, if you didn't get it, it's leos.2018dinnerinthedark@gmail.com, or you can call 301-898-7112. There you go.
And the infamous Bob Miller is going to be our MC again this year.
Yes.
Which is a huge part of it.
We had a good time last year. I got to, I ate dinner in the dark, and then I walked around and made fun of everybody else. So it's fun to watch people try to eat their dinner. All right, young ladies, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
It's 5:49 at WFMD. Let's get a look at your 9:30 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland.